you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. A weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
You remember last week when I said I felt like a real live home handyman? You know, like Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood? Well, I want to start the show off this week with another light bulb moment from this last week. Ah, see what I did there? Light bulb, home handyman? Yeah, well, okay. This story requires some deep background, so bear with me for just a moment. My father really was a home handyman, on steroids, no less. And it all started when he was a kid. I even refer to this in my book, Houston's Morning Show, The True Story of Hudson and Harrigan. It's on Amazon and iTunes. It's only a few bucks, so please buy my book, okay? Anyway, my father's Mr. Fix-It persona started when he was a kid, growing up the son of a dirt farmer during the Great Depression, because his family literally sold dirt. They didn't have enough money to buy seeds and fertilizer to plant their own crops, so they sold their topsoil to other farmers who did have enough money to work the land. That kind of gives you an idea of how poor they were. They were literally dirt poor. And as a result, they were so short on cash that my dad and his three brothers very quickly learned that if you couldn't fix a broken car or a farming implement or a household appliance, then you just didn't have that thing anymore because you didn't have the money to go out and buy another one. You know, most of us today don't fix things anymore, do we? We just replace things that break down. But boy, not my dad. He learned how to fix just about anything before he even graduated from high school. And then he went in the Army, and he was the maintenance shop foreman for George Patton's Armored Division during World War II. So by the time he came back from Europe in 1945, he really was a real-life Mr. Fix-It. And I can clearly recall his workshop, which, by the way, he built himself above the one-car garage in our first house, and that included a staircase that he constructed all by himself. And anytime anything would break down in the house or the car, he'd climb up there and do it on his own. He was absolutely legendary in our neighborhood. People were always bringing things over to our house and saying, "Hey, Bill, you know how to fix this?" I even remember one time we accidentally broke a clay pot on somebody's front porch. We were playing ball out in the yard. I took about 20 or 30 pieces of that clay pot to Pop, and I said, "Hey, Dad, can you fix this?" And he laughed and said, "No!" Yeah, some things even he couldn't fix, apparently. Dad tried. He really did. He tried to teach me those skills, how to change a tire, how to change the oil, how to repair a washing machine or a refrigerator, but I just didn't possess that aptitude, or probably more accurately, I didn't want to possess that aptitude, and as a result, I've never had the Mr. Fix-It gene. Now, I know that it disappointed Pop, but he was way too kind to ever say anything about it. Still, I know, deep down inside, he wished his son had inherited his gift, but I simply didn't. And that's why I was so proud that I figured out how to unjam the ice maker in the fridge here at Edgewater Studios, and that's why I told you the story on last week's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. But here's where we find the story of my light bulb moment, or my second light bulb moment in the last week. I was washing my hands in the bathroom here at the studio, and I kind of casually looked up at the vent in the ceiling. There was gunk and dust all over that thing. It was really disgusting, and I kind of shuddered to think how a client would react to seeing that. So I put the lid down on the toilet, and I climbed up to see what I could do. I quickly realized I needed the ladder to reach it. So when I finally figured out how to get the grill off the thing, I took it over to the sink, and I washed it off real good. But then I noticed that the fan itself was also covered in gunk, So I got a wet paper towel and I started wiping it off. And that caused the housing to come free and it fell down into my hands and it unplugged it from the electrical socket in the ceiling. And I thought to myself, yeah, just keep digging, Randy. You may never get this thing put back together. But I took that opportunity to really clean the fan and the housing. And after a little bit of finagling with it, as Dad used to say, I got the whole thing put back together and it actually worked again. And as I was carrying the ladder back to the warehouse, I looked up in the sky and I said, "How about that, Pop?" You know, I strongly believe, no, I know, a merciful God in heaven allowed my dad in that moment to look down on earth and see me accomplish that. And I know he was proud of me right then. I mean, it wasn't exactly repairing a Sherman tank in the middle of combat, for crying out loud. But for a guy like me who knows next to nothing about such things, I was practically Mr. Fix-It, at least for a couple of minutes. And that gave birth to an idea for the subject matter on today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, Spring Cleaning Your Outdoor Cookers. So I decided to take on the job myself. After all, I'm Mr. Fix-It now, right? Yeah, right. That's how I found myself out on the back porch after last Saturday's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. There I was, undertaking the task of spring cleaning my outdoor cooker. And I've got the scars to prove it. Now, first of all, let me just admit, I have procrastinated this job for way too long. As a matter of fact, I'll confess, I haven't cleaned out this gas grill since the day my wife gave it to me for Father's Day, several years ago. Yeah, I know, that's a terrible thing to do, or not do, I guess, but it's true. And if some of you are really honest with yourselves, you're nodding your head right now and saying to yourself, yeah, Randy, I haven't done that either. So I decided to bite the bullet and get her done, as my old buddy Larry the Cable Guy used to say. But my big mistake was I just dove right in and didn't think it through. Yes, Cindy, I should have thought it through. I dug in with my bare hands and I started with the outside. I used stainless steel cleanser, and that took most of the dirt and grime off the finish, but some of the rust just wouldn't budge. Didn't matter how hard I scrubbed. So I used a slightly more abrasive cleanser, and that helped a little bit, but it didn't take it all off. And I finally just gave up and accepted the fact that it wasn't going to be perfect. Still, the outside of the grill looked a lot better than before I started, so then I turned my attention to the inside of the grill, and that's when I really had to go to work. The cast iron grates were a disaster. Parts of them were so badly rusted, I quickly realized they just needed to be replaced. And the same thing was true of the flavorizer bars, you know, those things that protect the gas burners from the grease off the meat that's being cooked. So my wife just looked everything up online and ordered new ones. But then I began to clean the grease trap parts. And I had to use a putty knife to scrape these big, gigantic hunks of dried grease off the reflectors and the pan and the trap itself. Of course, that didn't really clean anything. It just removed these big hunks of grease. So I tried soaking everything in soapy hot water. That didn't even begin to get the job done. So I sent out an SOS for SOS, as in SOS pads. I wore out two or three of those bad boys before I could even see the original color of the reflectors or the pan or the trap. And I had to pry the discardable aluminum container away from the trap pan, just rip it off with my bare hands. I was literally up to my elbows in black, disgusting grease, and I had cuts and scrapes all over my hands and arms. And then I swept out all the rusted pieces of all the worn-out parts from the bottom of the cooker and put it all back together again. It took me all afternoon, but that gas grill looked almost like new again. However, that was not the end of the story, not by a long shot. By Monday morning, the first digit on my left hand started to ache and swell and turn bright red, and I soon found myself at the doctor's office with a badly infected finger. Gives a whole new meaning to he's all thumbs, doesn't it? Long story short, one painful syringe of antibiotics in the butt and 10 horse pills of amoxicillin later, I'm finally getting back to normal. Or semi-normal, anyway. I mean, after all, there ain't nothing normal about old Randy, right? So today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, we're going to stop procrastinating and just do it. It's time for Spring Cleaning Your Outdoor Cooker by Mr. Fix-It. Okay, maybe you should just call me Junior. Mr. Fix-It Junior. You know, at least until I get the full use of my left hand back.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Randy Hames here with hot news from Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's Best Crawfest is back, and better than ever. Last year's Crawfest was so much fun, Jason Cogburn decided to make it a two-day event, March 30th and 31st in Bay Street Park on the Texas City Dike, right across the street from Boyd's One Stop. Lots of fun and food for the whole family, with a kids' zone, food trucks, vendors, and plenty of live music, including the School of Rock, Grupo Enlace, and the Drugstore Gypsies. And of course, Boyd's One Stop will be serving up the most delicious crawfish feast on the entire Gulf Coast. It's the second annual Boyd's Best Crawfest, Saturday, March 30th from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Sunday, March 31st from noon to 6 in Bay Street Park on the Texas City Dike, right next door to Boyd's One Stop. Tickets are only $10 for adults and $5 for kids 5 through 10 years of age. Call 409-347-3105 or visit boydsonestop.com. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hams.
Our featured guest today is Lance Walls. He is the owner and the operator of a company called The Grill Doctor. Welcome, Lance.
Hey, Randy. How you doing today?
Doing good. We always want to get to know our guests personally. So start out by telling us about yourself. Where were you born, reared, schooled, all that?
Yeah, Randy. I actually grew up in the Seabrook area, right outside of Houston. You know, right on the water. You know, a lot of fishing. You know, I've been doing this the Grill Doctor thing, servicing the greater Houston area. You know, we go all the way out to Katy, the Woodlands, Galveston, Humble, you name it. You know, I started the business, you know, after being tired from working for other people. I just kind of wanted to do my own thing. And what better way to do it than to do what I love? I love grilling. I love cooking outdoors. So, you know, I started seeing that there was these services in California and other states. The services were real popular. They're cleaning grills and doing repair work, maintenance. You know, a lot of people now, they think, oh, I got to call my plumber or I got to call the gas company for everything that's wrong with the grill. Well, that's just simply not true.
So now tell us about your interest in outdoor cooking. Were you a serious backyard chef before you started the Grill Doctor business?
Yeah, you know, I was always playing around when I was little. You know, I'd play around my dad's charcoal grill. I'd play around with drum smokers, ugly drums. Then I moved on, you know, to pellet grills. So I did a lot of cooking on, and I just love the look of the outdoor kitchens. I love everything about outdoor cooking.
How many outdoor cookers do you own personally?
Oh, well, that's an interesting question because I have repaired many that people have given me that I didn't want anymore. And then I ended up actually selling them or giving them away to friends. I think within the last 2 years, I've had about 15 different things I've used.
Can you name them all, Lance?
I had a couple Traegers. I had a pit barrel cooker. I had a RCS. I had a DCS. Of course, I had a Genesis 2 by Weber. I had some small little stovetop cookers, just real small gadgets to play with. Gen Air. I had about 4 or 5 Gen Airs that I've had to just the cart, you know, that for propane that I had to restore back to glory.
Well, we've seen pictures of people cleaning out and maintaining these big, large outdoor cookers, and to be honest, it looks like a lot of work, Lance. First of all, why is keeping your outdoor cooker clean so important?
Well, you know, I kind of narrow it down to two things. The first thing is, it's an investment, you know. These companies and these grills, they're not getting any cheaper. The prices, you know, I guess, you know, with the cost of living, everything's going up every year. And they're banking on you, you know, not owning it for too long. They want you to buy a new one or if you go to order parts, they want you to order it through them, so it's a little bit more expensive, or they want you to buy a warranty. So it's protection of investment and also safety. Safety is a big thing with these grills.
Tell us some good stories about jobs you've done over the years.
Sure. I've after the hurricane here recently, I had a lot of calls from the Memorial area in Houston. Where there were grills that had gotten underwater or had water filled up into control panels. There was mildew everywhere inside. And those were deep sanitizing jobs to do. And thinking before that, I had jobs where there was 10 wasp nests inside. Like the grill hadn't been used in years. You know, of course you get spiders. I've seen rat droppings, you name it. Besides the dead body, I think I've seen it.
Except for the dead body of whatever animal we happen to be cooking, of course.
Right.
Well, let me ask you this, Lance. Have you ever told a customer, you just need to buy a new grill?
I have had to do that, yes. And that's only, you know, off a recommendation of when the parts that are going to go in to replace everything everything's going to cost as much as buying a new grill. Some of these companies, the replacement parts are not cheap.
So do grill covers really provide any value, or are they just an accessory that the grill companies want to sell you?
They provide great value. And the reason I say that is, you know, part of what I do at the end of my job is I give a nice shine onto the top of the grill, no matter if it's stainless steel or not. And you, what a lot of times you'll see is you'll see rusting that have happened. I'll have to really buff a lot of that stuff out with solutions and things. And the covers do wonders. They keep the pollen off, you know, during the summer. That stuff ends up, you know, drying up on there and really going into the base of it. Yeah, they're not expensive either. I mean, the covers, I mean, you can go to your local hardware store and for the price that you get, it gives you a lot of peace of mind.
Let's talk about cleaning grills and specific kinds of grills, like charcoalers. Start there, Lance.
Sure. For the charcoal grill, it's going to be a lot different than what I do for, you know, natural gas or propane setups, just because those I'm dealing with a lot of stainless steel. So it's actually a little bit simpler. You know, what I usually do is I use some special solutions that are degreaser agents, and you know, I kind of rub them inside the grill, and then I wipe them off with a clean microfiber towel. And then another important thing, too, is to get all the debris out. Some of that stuff can build up and start causing corrosion. Rust is such a big problem for smokers, you know, charcoal grills. You know, there's a couple other things that you can do for that as well. You know, soap and water for, you know, if you don't want to call me to come out and do it, soap and water can do a lot for you. I would use a mild detergent with warm water and scrub inside. I wouldn't use steel or wire wool. I would stick to a soft cloth or a sponge. Also, you can use a commercial rust remover as well. You just have to make sure you follow the instructions on the package. Again, smokers, the big thing is always rust.
You mentioned a few moments ago that you use different techniques for charcoalers and then gas grills, be they propane or natural gas. Describe the way you would clean out a gas grill.
Sure, yeah. You know, I'm going to make sure, first, you know, I do an inspection of everything. You know, I make sure everything's lighting in the grill. You know, then I would turn the gas off and get to work. The inside of the grill, you know, I use a high-quality steam cleaner on the inside to get all the heat stain and the buildup out. You know, so I'll start from the top and work my way down to the bottom. But before I do that, I also take everything out. You know, I take the burners out. A big issue that happens for people in their grill is something called flashback. It's a very big safety issue. What happens with flashback is your gas is trying to push out into the burners. It has a clog inside. It pushes back. Flames come up through your paneling. Your eyebrows may burn off. And basically all you see is a flash. So when I take the burners out, you know, we go through them with pipe cleaners. We go through the portholes in them. We make sure everything looks great in them, and then we put them back in, and hopefully everything lights much better. Usually it does. People who get low flames, they may have clog issues as well.
A lot of our listeners are going to hear all these great ideas and then simply decide they'd rather have the grill doctor do the work for them. Like me, for instance. So how do they contract your services, Lance?
Sure, yeah. They can call me at 832-282-4441. They can also email me at thegrilldoctortx@gmail.com. You can find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at thegrilldoc. And on Facebook, we are at The Grill Doctor TX. And then, of course, you can just go to our website. You can fill out a contact form. And our website is thegrilldoctor.us.
Well, you've already made me feel a whole lot better, Lance, simply because I know I can call you to come out and look at my grill, and Lord, it needs your help. We need a tune-up in the Hames house. It's the grill doctor, Lance Walls, an extremely informative and a little bit intimidating for the know-nothing like me. So we'd love to have you back on the show again to talk more. Would you do that, Lance?
Yeah, I would love to. I would love to get on and talk to you more.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Randy Hames here with hot news from Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's Best Crawfest is back, and better than ever. Last year's Crawfest was so much fun, Jason Cogburn decided to make it a two-day event, March 30th and 31st in Bay Street Park on the Texas City Dike, right across the street from Boyd's One Stop. Lots of fun and food for the whole family, with a kids zone, food trucks, vendors, and plenty of live music, including the School of Rock, Grupo Enlace, and the Drugstore Gypsies. And of course, Boyd's One Stop will be serving up the most delicious crawfish feast on the entire Gulf Coast. It's the second annual Boyd's Best Crawfest, Saturday, March 30th from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Sunday, March 31st from noon to 6 in Bay Street Park on the Texas City Dike, right next door to Boyd's One Stop. Tickets are only $10 for adults and $5 for kids 5 through 10 years of age. Call 409-347-3105 or visit boydsonestop.com. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
Years ago, there was an older woman named Clara Peller who became famous for saying, "Where's the beef?" I'll tell you where it is. It's at Belleville Meat Market. And here's the co-owner of Belleville Meat Market, Jared Poffenberger. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great this morning, Randy. How are you doing?
I'm good. Are you old enough to remember that spot, "Where's the beef?"
You know, I do remember the commercial. Vaguely.
So what's going on at Belleville Meat Market these days, Jared?
You know what, Randy? It's a nice time to be at the meat market and to be out here in Belleville. The weather looks like it's shaping up and into a nice spring pattern. We've got wildflowers, you know, bluebonnets and Indian paintbrushes all over the community. So we're seeing a lot of customers making their drives out to enjoy the weekends out here in the country. And then stop by the market and shop for some sausage, grilling meats, and enjoying some barbecue.
Well, I'm not a hunter. The closest I ever came to hunting was hunting good-looking girls when I was back in my early 20s. And I found one of those, so I bagged my limit and let my license expire. But are hunters still active this time of year?
Yeah, you know they are. Of course, you know, the whitetail season's over now. But we still, you know, we process wild game all year long here at the market. So we see customers bringing in all different types of game throughout the spring, summer, and early fall. But right now, we're seeing hunters cleaning up some exotics on their places, as well as a lot of wild hogs.
Well, that means your wild game processing plant is still humming right along. Talk about that for a minute.
Oh, you bet. You bet. So it never stops around here. Like I said, we process wild game all year long, which is a little different than some of these seasonal processors. So we're rather seasoned in the skill, I would say. But the building's busy. Our customers are coming in and dropping animals off, picking them up. Right now we're looking at about a 7-day turnaround, which stays true pretty much most of the season and even in the busier times. But yeah, it's an interesting time still.
And Belleville Meat Market started placing their summer sausage in HEB stores. I've bought it several times. So fill us in on how that's going.
Oh, you know what? That's exciting, Randy. I appreciate you asking me about that. You're right. So we have our Belleville Meat Market original summer sausage and our Belleville Meat Market jalapeno and cheese summer sausage in select HEB stores around the state. We got there as a result of entering our product into their Quest for Texas Best contest last year. And fortunately, out of over 2,000 products that were sampled, both of ours were selected to be in the top 25.
Deservedly so.
Which earned us a spot on the shelves in the stores.
Well, what are some of the unique ways that your customers are telling you that they're using that summer sausage?
You know, we see it used in a bunch of different ways. You know, the most traditional way, of course, since it is a deli item, you know, you can just slice it and put it on some crackers or on, you know, on a piece of bread or so, or just, you know, put it on a deli tray and just snack on it as it is. We're also seeing customers cut it a little bit thicker and then throw it on the grill for just a few seconds on either side just to kind of sear it. And that's a great way to do it also. It completely changes the flavor profile because we're, you know, searing the pork and the sausage, and it makes for an interesting bite.
Well, I want to try that macaroni and cheese recipe you told me about last time, but my wife says it's too fattening, so I don't think it's happening anytime soon. Give us a quick rundown on your online store at Belleville Meat Market. Do we order on your website?
You sure can. If you go to our website at BelleVilleMeatMarket.com, you can order pretty much all the products that we offer here in the store. We make available online. So you can just click an order and they show up to your house. One of the new things that we have started this year, Randy, is that we offer monthly promotions on different products.
Huh.
For example, one month we'll offer, let's say, 20% off of all of our smoked sausage products. The next month will be a dry sausage promotion, and so on. And the way you find out about those promotions is go into the bottom of our site, on the bottom of the page on our website, and subscribe to our mailing list. and you'll get the monthly mail out that has the discount codes that you can apply at checkout.
Cool. Can we also call in an order?
You sure can. Yeah, you can definitely call in just let our staff know that you would like to place a shipping order online, and we can walk you through that process as well.
Come on, man. What's the phone number?
The number is 979-865-5782.
I know that, but I wanted to make sure everybody else knew that, too. Okay, today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, we're discussing spring cleaning your outdoor cookers. And I know that you love to cook out in the backyard at home. So let's start by having you tell us, how many outdoor cookers do you own, and what are they? Can you name them all?
I can name them.
Go.
I have two. I have a smoker, which my wife had made for me, about 18 years ago. And it's it was made by Close Barbecue Pits there in Houston.
Uh-huh.
And then I also have the Kettle Weber Grill.
So be honest, Jared. Of those two, do either one of them need to be cleaned out or fixed up right now?
No. No. They never do. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because they should be maintained after each use.
After each use?
After each use.
So how do you do that?
So what we do is, or what I do at our house is I clean out the ashes after each use. Now, I know it may seem like a lot of work, and of course, it doesn't have to happen right after you pull the meat off the grill. It can happen the next day, but, you know, those ashes over time, they'll deteriorate the metal, either in your smoke box or in the bottom of your grill. And you'll find yourself buying new grills more often than not if you don't clean those ashes out.
And those ashes get wet when it rains. That invites all kinds of problems, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those ashes, they love to hold on to moisture, and then you're looking at rusting out the bottom of either your grill or your smoker.
But then when it comes to actually cleaning it out, a lot of people scrub them out with chemicals. Do you ever do that?
Oh, no chemicals. I just basically just take the grill off. I shovel them out. I kind of scrape it down a little bit and get as much as I can out of there. And then, you know, maybe if it's going to be a while before I use it again, speaking really of the Weber grill, I'll run a water hose into it just to kind of knock all those ashes out of the bottom and get it real clean. But I never put chemicals in it.
Do you use wire brushes, scrapers, things like that?
Yeah, I sure do. I sure do. I don't, I scrub the grill pretty good, but I kind of rely on heating that wire brush to get it clean. It's kind of like an old cast iron skillet, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, you just really don't want that thing shining like a stainless steel grill after you've had it for a while. You want to kind of keep that seasoning going on it, but at the same time, you want to knock all the spent meat particulates off of it as best you can.
Well, talking about that gas grill, you're a food industry insider. Do you have access to parts at a special price?
I would say not on the consumer level, Randy. The parts that we typically use here at the plant is not anything that you would be interested in. most replacement parts on backyard gas grills you can find at most of your big box hardware stores.
Yeah, well, but I'll be honest with you, Jared. The big box store near my house ran out of spare parts for my gas grill, so I need to run up and see Rick Allspa in Kingwood at Allspa's Ace Hardware. I know he's got the parts. But what tricks and tips have you learned over the years?
Well, depending on what kind of gas grill you have, a lot of the grease from the product that you're cooking will drip down over the burner.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to keep that clean as best you can. Keep all the little gas holes clean so that they're not being clogged up, so you still have an even distribution of heat coming out of the burner. I found that always makes a difference in how evenly that you your gas grills can cook the steaks or whatever you're cooking. As far as a charcoal grill, like we talked about earlier, keep it cleaned out. Keep the ashes cleaned out. But I'd say before and after, put a wire brush on the grill just to keep all the big pieces of spent meat, the carbon, I guess you would say, knocked off of it. Mm-hmm. And that also keeps that grill from rusting.
You know, somewhere out there, Clara Peller's listening right now. So we found the beef. It's at Belleville Meat Market, so go see them. And say hello to your family for me, Jared.
I'll sure do it, Randy.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspaw's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspaw's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspaw's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspaw's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspaw's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Randy Hames here with hot news from Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's Best Crawfest is back, and better than ever. Last year's Crawfest was so much fun, Jason Cogburn decided to make it a two-day event, March 30th and 31st in Bay Street Park on the Texas City Dike, right across the street from Boyd's One Stop. Lots of fun and food for the whole family, with a kids' zone, food trucks, vendors, and plenty of live music, including the School of Rock, Grupo Enlace, and the Drugstore Gypsies. And of course, Boyd's One Stop will be serving up the most delicious crawfish feast on the entire Gulf Coast. It's the second annual Boyd's Best Crawfest, Saturday, March 30th from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Sunday, March 31st from noon to 6 in Bay Street Park on the Texas City Dike, right next door to Boyd's One Stop. Tickets are only $10 for adults and $5 for kids 5 through 10 years of age. Call 409-347-3105 or visit boydsonestop.com.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
And now here he is, the man who put madness in March Madness, my old buddy from the Hudson and Harrigan Show. It's Fred Olson. How you doing, pardon?
I'm doing great this morning. You know, reminding of, you know, the Final Four we went to together.
Oh, yeah, I'd not thought about that. But when I say madness, I don't mean that you're angry or you're mentally deranged. I just mean
no.
You have a twisted sense of humor, which is why you and I always got along so well. Nobody's stranger than I am, and we had that perfect chemistry from the moment we met. And we also bonded over sports. You mentioned that trip up to Seattle with the U of H. Boy, they look good, don't they?
Well, they have, you know, to be honest with you, I'm going to be up front and not try to, you know, that I have not watched a lot. I've been kind of involved in so much stuff lately that I haven't, but I'll start tuning in a little bit more. I just haven't. I haven't spent a lot of time watching TV, but I do read about things, and yeah, they do.
31-3.
Yeah.
My goodness.
It's nice to see somebody from our neck of the woods. You're always looking at Duke and Gonzaga, and you're always looking at North Carolina and Kentucky, all those big names, but it's the Cinderellas are what really make it fun.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think any of those Cinderellas will do anything? Do you think any of them will make the Final Four?
I hope so. I'm always reminded years ago, remember the Richmond Spiders?
Oh, yeah.
When it came out, like, who are they? You want them to bring down Goliath. You want them to be the David, you know? Yeah. I'm going to start watching now because now it's really fun because you're getting down to the nitty-gritty.
Well, I was kind of disappointed my Frogs didn't make it, but they lost some games they shouldn't have. They lost to West Virginia and Oklahoma State late in the year. That's inexcusable. Those were terrible teams. But TCU's down to like 7 scholarship players on the active roster. I mean, they've literally got 3 walk-ons sitting down on the end of the bench. So I wanted them to make it to the show, but they wouldn't have gone anywhere anyway. They won the NIT 2 years ago. Maybe they can do that again. Who knows?
But they still have just an amazing football program and an amazing coach.
Yeah. And the Rockets, boy, what a tear they've been on lately.
It's really something to see when they're healthy. What it just shows you when we're healthy as a team, what we can all do together. And yeah, they're pretty phenomenal to watch. James Harden is one of those once-in-a-lifetime players. We're really blessed to have a large city to live in, and we have a lot of sports to look forward to. And when one ain't performing, the other one is. And I was thinking of the Texans. They won 11 games, and everybody's, oh, well, you know, but it wasn't a very good schedule. And I'm going, dude, it's 11 games in the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, and any other time you go, it's just fine. But next year is going to be a little tougher, isn't it?
Yeah, the schedule will be tougher, but I think they're going to be retooled very nicely. What do you think of some of these free agents they've signed?
Well, you know, I think of the things that we've done in the past. Tyrann Mathieu is a good example of free agency, but there's quite a few that aren't.
Yeah.
And all these people spending all this money, you know, how many of these people really work out? There's a reason they're free agents. No, there is. And how much money you spend on them, it's still a crapshoot because a lot of these guys might go, I got my $35 million guaranteed. I'm good.
Well, let me just mention 2 words to you.
Yeah.
Barack Osweiler.
Oof. Well, that was $17 million we'll never get back.
So do you think they ought to take offensive linemen in the first round of the draft or what?
Depends on who's there. Who's there by the time we pick at 23? You know, a lot of people had us picking Cody Ford a lot. And then I see that, you know what, it's so funny because we get to these things with these mock drafts. Mm-hmm. And as fans, we go, wow, that'd be great. And then next week there's a new mock draft, and there's the 7th mock draft. And nobody knows past the first few.
Of course not.
And even then, no one knows. It's all speculation. All sports talk is speculation.
And clickbait.
And I'm just so susceptible to that crap. Because I love it. I want certain things, but should we pick some? I don't know. We have made no moves in the offensive line yet. I think we just picked up a tight end, Darren Fells.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got, Roby out of the Broncos.
Defensive backs, but no offensive linemen.
No, and that makes you think that they're building for the long run around that, and hopefully they will take maybe a couple of offensive linemen here and there. Because we have, what, 3 picks in the first 2 rounds?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
But here's the irony to me about Houston sports. The last team we mentioned today is the last one to win a championship, the Astros. How does that even happen? I mean, we should all be stoked up about baseball. This team's going to be really good.
Absolutely. There's so much distracting right now. There's so many things going on in the world and around us. There's so many avenues that, you know, I'll tell our audience something. Years ago, I remember they sat us down when we were working and we were in a conference room and they looked at us and said, you're no longer in the radio business. You're in the content business.
I remember that.
And I went, you want to raise your hand and go, would you repeat that, please? And it's we're not in the TV or radio business. We're in the content. It's supplying stuff to distract people. And there's so many ways to get distracted now. So,
well, today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, we've been talking about spring cleaning your outdoor cooker. And I started off by admitting that I finally broke down and did an overhaul on my Weber Genesis gas grill last weekend. It was a mess, Fred. I hadn't cleaned it since I bought it. And it took me like 3.5 hours. It's in good shape. I'm falling apart now. I've got a bad finger. It's all swollen up and infected, and my back's thrown out, but my grill is clean.
I'm gonna tell you, here's a little bit of advice I've learned having a ranch, is wear gloves.
Yeah.
Get good form-fitting gloves, cheap ones, you can buy them.
Yeah.
It's so simple.
Now you tell me.
Now I tell you. But I don't care what I'm lifting or moving, man, especially out here, because I always consider there's something underneath something. Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
And but yeah, tearing the grill apart, I did that about, I think, 5 years ago, and I was stunned, because it looked great on the outside, all shiny. And you start pulling off the grills, the stainless grills, you bring them in, and you realize they're elements that need to be replaced.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, I found them, even though I don't even know if they make the grill I got anymore. I think it's a turbo. But I actually refinished my rolling fajita grill. I got a rolling cooker, the charcoal cooker.
Cool.
But yeah, I actually sanded that thing down and got a grinder, ground off all the old paint and repainted it. And that was a long day, man. I looked like I came out of a coal mine.
Well, start off by telling us, how many outdoor cookers do you have, and what are they?
Let's see. I got one gas grill,
mm-hmm.
4-burner gas grill, and I've got a rolling fajita cooker that's about 4 feet by 3 feet.
Wow.
And I've got an outdoor wood offset Uvalde smoker.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've got my pellet grill, the Rectech, I got that.
Oh, I got to have me one of them.
Yeah, and there's so many good ones now. I mean, that it's just a wide open field.
So that's about 4. How many of them need to be cleaned out or fixed up right now?
Well, that Uvalde could be totally sandblasted and fixed. Yeah. It's
deloused.
But it weighs as much as a submarine. I bought it at one of the benefits we were doing years ago. Real quick story on this. This is funny. So I buy it, and it's... I think I paid $500 for it, but it was for charity, and we did it at this Longhorn Ballroom.
Oh, yeah, I remember that place.
So anyway, they said, well, sir, you got to pick it up tomorrow. I said, excuse me? And the thing weighs, I don't know, 500 pounds?
Oh, my goodness.
So I show up to get it, and I got my truck, and it's just me. There's no way. So I wait around for people to show up, like the UPS guy shows up. And then a FedEx guy shows up. I start rounding up people to help me get it on the truck, and we do. And then I get home, I get out to the ranch, and go, I got to get it off the truck.
You got to get it off.
And I didn't have a tractor at that time, so I could put straps on it and lift it out. So I did it.
Oh, my.
I got ramps, and I thinking back now, I'm glad it didn't roll over me and kill me.
Really? Honestly?
Oh, yeah. But it's a monument to my lack of ingenuity. Anyway, but yeah, it's good to have a couple cookers, but that one could be redone right now. The rest of them are doing okay.
So let me ask you this, Fred. Do you have covers for all your cookers?
I do for the outdoor. I got a fitted one for the gas grill. The others, I put them in a barn when I store them and clean them. I cover them with a sheet.
Ah.
You know, I've got an old bed sheet that I'll cover them with and just kind of keep stuff off of them and like dust and everything like that. But I don't have form fitted cooker covers, but you can get them.
Oh, yeah. I got one for my gas grill, but it looks like Swiss cheese. So I kind of need to replace it, you know?
Yeah, they kind of get cracky. Well, you can always do a tire shine, whatever. What is that stuff?
Oh, Armor-All.
Armor-All, yeah. Mine's like 12 years old, so it's doing pretty good for a 12-year-old.
Now you tell me.
Well, I look at things out here now, I go, I don't buy things but once. I try not to buy things more than once.
Well, there's bound to be a college basketball game on the air somewhere right now, so I'm going to go fire up the TV, because if I fire up the grill, it'll just get dirty and my wife will make me clean it again. Love to Bev. Don't watch too much March Madness. And get ready, because next week we're going to talk about Mud Bug Madness.
Oh, man. Will I have a story by then.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something up with me?